Welcome to the Star Wars Collector Podcast, episode number 135. I am your host, Brian, and with me, as always, are my co-hosts, Carl and Dwayne. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Yes, Happy New Year.
Don't forget to write 2026 on all your checks.
2026. Before long, it'll be 2626.
I don't think I'll be around for that.
I mean, February 6th. 2026, you know.
Oh, 26, okay. 26. I thought you meant the year 2626. No. I'm like, nah, I don't think I'll be around for
and
that.
Kids that are born on that day, and when the hospital, every doctor or hospital thing that they ever go to, where's your birthday? 2626.
Be easy to remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's start out with what we got, especially for Christmas.
What did we get?
I'll start out this time since I don't start out very often.
Okay.
I got a Gungi lightsaber, which for some reason I put it up. I should have left it out. Because if you listen to our year-end podcast, you got to hear about this Gungi lightsaber.
Mm-hmm.
Wood-like finish on it with some silver metal at the top. So one of the Galaxy's Edge lightsabers.
Do those come with a blade?
No, they do not.
Okay. But the blades are interchangeable for those.
Yes. You can use those along with the ones that you create yourself.
Okay.
All of them use the same blade.
Would a Gungi lightsaber have a shorter, like a Yoda length blade on it?
I don't
know.
I don't think so. I mean, Gungis are pretty big.
Yeah. Well, Gungi, I thought Gungi was the little blue teddy bear looking.
No. He's a Wookiee.
Okay. I'm completely thinking of somebody. I was thinking of the one that's on the cartoon.
Yeah, he was in the cartoon. Hey, okay. Remember the episode Padawans from Clone Wars where they all go get their Kyber crystal?
Oh, okay.
That was him.
Back,
he was the Wookiee.
Okay.
Yes.
No, I was thinking of the little blue teddy bear looking guy from Young
Padawan Jedi. Adventures or whatever, Young Jedi, whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not him. I don't know who that is. Names. I don't watch those episodes. I don't know.
I thought, well, Brian got his lightsaber. He must like him awful lot.
Oh, no. This is the Wookiee Jedi. Okay. I got the Lego Star Wars Advent Calendar. I haven't opened it yet, but... Yeah. I still got a couple. Actually, I got a couple from years past I still haven't opened.
I didn't realize they were doing one again this year.
It's all small pieces, so it's like, where do I put them?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, maybe three minifigures or something total like
Oh,
that,
no, Drew? You get six or seven.
Oh, okay. Well, it's better than I thought it was then.
Yeah, no. Here it is.
Okay.
No, I'll take that back. I realized they made a Lego Advent calendar. It was the Joy Build-A-Figure Advent calendar that they didn't do again this year from the
They've been doing that so far every other year.
Has it been every other?
They did it last year, but they didn't do it this year, and then they didn't do it the year before that. They did it before the year before that. So right now it's been every other year.
They all ended up on clearance. they just decided not to do it at all.
Yeah, and I got a bunch of Hallmark ornaments that I've actually forgotten all about over the past several months to even talk about on here.
Mm-hmm.
I got the Execute Order 66 Cody, Andor, the Luke Vintage Carded, the Jawa Vintage Carded, which is an exclusive to San Diego Comic-Con and New York Comic-Con, I think, too, also. Chopper, Darth Nihilus, A-Wing, the Armorer, and IG-12. I didn't get all of them. Some of the ones that I already have, I'm like, I don't really want another one of the same thing.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much all I got. Dwayne, okay. What'd you get?
My screen just went to sleep.
That's weird.
There you go. What did you get at the passing party? The Star Wars Club passing party?
I got Star Wars Unlimited cards.
Oh, okay. That's right. I remember that now.
Yeah, I got some of those.
Well, my list is fairly short again. My favorite thing that I got this year was from my daughter, and it was available through Box Lunch stores. And it's a Jedi 77 retro baseball jersey. It's one of those button-down baseball jerseys, a pinstripe, and it says Jedi on the front, and then the number 77 on the back. And it's in 4XL, which is a big boy size, my size.
Oh, so okay.
Finally, I've got a cool baseball, retro baseball type jersey, Star Wars jersey that I can wear. Let's see. I got a Black Series figure. You know, your families, they don't always keep track of what scale you collect, and they just see something they think is cool and they buy it for you. So I got a Stormtrooper reindeer deco from this year's Black Series Holiday Christmas holiday sub-series, I guess. I got the Hallmark Kenner Luke Skywalker cardback ornament. I got some assorted Hallmark ornaments that, like, are the ones that you can buy at, like, Walmart, that, you know, that are not boxed like you get from the Go Ground stores, actual Hallmark stores. But I got a Vader and a Yoda and an X-Wing from different family members. I got a new book, a big coffee table size book called Star Wars Year by Year. But it's a new edition that it is updated all the way through 2024/25. So it, you know, they, I know they published one, oh, I don't know, probably 10 years ago, maybe. So it's got, now as the years, you know, with Mandalorian, with all the TV, Disney Plus TV shows and the assorted
projects and everything. 10 or 2012, somewhere around in there is when that one was, because we got, didn't we get it at Celebration?
I think so. I think that
I got one for free.
Yeah,
for that was a question
that, that those were coming out. It's a really cool book. I mean, it just goes all the way back and just kind of takes you through the history, like a snapshot of each year, what happened in the Star Wars galaxy of collectibles and media and personalities and everything. See, I got for my passing party Secret Santa gift. It wasn't a passing party. Well, it was a cool corksicle, insulated tumbler. It was a Return of the Revenge of the Sith 20th anniversary tumbler. I think it's a 32 ounce maybe, or a 24
ounce. I think it is 32 or something
32,
like that.
It's
big.
Yeah. Yep. So another. And those
it was corks- from Bo.
Was it from Bo? Okay.
Yeah.
Those corksicles are nice tumblers. And then also just from different, like my mom and my mother-in-law, they they fell victim to the Ollie's discount figure purge, I guess you could say. And they both just as like little add-on gifts or, you know, stick in with my socks and my underwear or whatnot. They bought me, each of them bought me a couple of Ollie's discount figures, the $4.99, whatever. I think I got a, was a fourth brother and a indoor Leia, and I can't remember now. A couple of, like a retro, couple, one or two of the retro collection figures. That, of course, I already had all of them, but it's the thought that counts.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think my mom said, or my mother-in-law said, you can always use them as trade. Possible yeah. trade date.
Yeah.
So that was all I got. No new actual figures or ships or anything came during the month of December that I'm aware of.
All right, Carl, what'd you get?
Well, I got the Lego Star Wars logo sign, which I think is pretty cool. It wasn't even on my wish list, but I was kind of happy to get it because I thought it turned out my brother and his wife got that for me for Christmas.
Nice.
Yeah. And
did you see the surprise that's inside of it?
Yes. There's like a little hidden slot or something, isn't there? Is that what you're talking about or something else?
Yeah. Tell them what's in it.
Yeah, tell us. Tell us, Carl.
I see Lego pieces, but what is it supposed to be?
It's a Star Destroyer and a Tantive IV, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay. Dope. I didn't even realize that. And I got the Dooku Saber.
Nice.
Which was also a Christmas gift.
That's the Galaxy's Edge one, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and Merry Christmas to myself. This came, it finally came in the mail, the Bantha came in the mail on December 24th that I had pre-ordered.
Dang, where'd you pre-order it from?
Hasbro Pulse. But as I said before in one of our early podcasts, I debated forever, and I ordered it right before it sold out. So I must have been in this in the second wave or something of them.
Yeah, because I got mine a long time ago.
And I'm sure you all have heard, seen the post about RossCon, where Ross is having discount figures. Well, I picked up the Stormtrooper and the mech suit up there for $4.99, I think it was. So that was kind of cool.
About half price.
I would have never paid full price for it. And I got the, also at Ross, I got another Baylan Skull for $4.99.
Nice.
Got a Jedi Master Soul for $4.99. I mean, for vintage collection figures, I would pick up almost anybody for $4.99. Like Dwayne said, trade bait or open them up.
That's one-fourth of the price now.
Yeah. I got a, I don't think I have it laying over here. Oh, yeah, I do. I got a for Christmas, got a Jedi Beanie Toboggan.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and this was my favorite find of the Ross whole thing. They only had two, where I'd have sent out a text message to see if anybody else needed one, but Mark had already claimed one, said, if you ever see these, get me one. But they had the Ahsoka 4-pack for $19.99. So that was basically $5 a figure. It felt like 2005 again.
Was this at the Barbersville one?
And this one was actually at, yeah, the Barbersville, but this one actually came from TJ Maxx at the Huntington Mall. I messed that up. This one was TJ Maxx at the Huntington Mall.
Man, I had my wife go looking for that stuff for like three straight weeks, and we couldn't find them.
I went twice and got lucky and found something both times, because I even found some NECA horror figures one time. Like you, I got the Jawa vintage ornament. I got a Star Wars music box as part of my gift and our Star Wars club Christmas party. And I guess that would be, that was the last thing, because I showed stuff out of order and how that. But yeah, it was a pretty good haul for me this month.
Okay. Yeah, that's a lot of stuff. Yeah. For you, that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Did you not get the Luke Skywalker Hallmark?
I did, but I think I mentioned that several months ago, I think.
Okay. You'd already got it when it came out in August.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I totally forgot about
it. I just put mine on my Christmas wish list and let the family get it for me.
I was afraid, sometimes you can't trust family, and I was afraid it would sell out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never trust family.
Never wait for family to buy you stuff for Christmas, because it could be sold out.
Yes.
Okay, so now that takes us to meeting news, and we have a meeting on January the 10th in Flatwoods, Kentucky, from noon to 3, and everyone is welcome, even if you're not a member, come and hang out. Let's see.
Make a New Year's resolution to come and socialize with other Star Wars collectors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we've got the original Star Wars version coming out in February of 2027. So be ready for that. I'm still curious if they're going to put out Empire and Jedi at the same time, or if they're going to wait for their 50th anniversaries as well.
That'd be awesome to do a triple feature in one day.
Yeah.
Basically, T-minus 5 months until the Mandalorian and Grogu movie now.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now it takes us to our new collectible announcements. We've gotten some vintage collection ones. Dwayne, you want to talk about those?
Sure. These were figures that were announced during the month of December. Looks like we're going to be getting a completely new sculpted version of Poggle the Lesser. That'll be BC391. It's going to be a fan channel and Amazon exclusive. All four of these will be fan channel Amazon. I don't think they're going to be available in retail stores. We're also getting a General Veers AT-AT commander or whatever with a brand new head sculpt that's very very, very good. We've all seen images of it and agree that this is the best likeness of the actor so far. We're getting a reissue of the Greedo sculpt, but in the different color. We got one in the Cantina four pack that was vintage Kenner paint or deco with the bright green and everything, and this one is the more commonly accepted Greedo in the lighter green outfit with a light orange vest. And that's going to be VC 393. And then we're also getting an Imperial Snowtrooper Commander VC 394. So that's going to be a little bit different version of the Imperial Snowtrooper. I'm not real sure. I guess his insignia or his deco is just changed some, and maybe he has a different weapon. I'm not real sure what the difference is between the Snowtrooper Commander and the regular Snowtroopers are going to be. So that's the Vintage Collection, and these are all available for pre-order already. The way that Hasbro has changed it, they're not really just giving us pipeline reveals. They're actually giving us reveals, and then within a week or 2 weeks or whatever, generally speaking, they're available to go ahead and pre-order, and then you got to wait 6 months for them. Okay. Carl, would you care to go ahead and tell everybody about the Black Series announcements that we've got?
Okay, so Black Series, we have Cav and Misty Scar Squadron 2-pack.
Who's that?
We have a, I don't know who that is. I was wondering the same thing.
Scar Squadron is it a gaming great maybe, or they're troopers, they're clone troopers. I'm not sure if they're Clone Wars or if they are gaming greats, but this the troopers' names are Cav. One of them is Cav, and the other one is Misty.
Okay. Yeah, it's really weird looking. They have one of them has a cloak on over top of his armor.
It must be Misty.
And they're actually stormtrooper armor. They're in stormtrooper armor, not clone trooper armor. That's really crazy. I'm not sure what this is from. It doesn't really say.
I don't know.
Okay.
All right. Well, Plo Koon is next, and it is the Clone Wars version, reusing old parts, especially the double jointed legs, and a Clone Commander Woof in Phase 2 armor and a newish clone body. ARC Trooper Infiltrator in Commando Droid 2-pack. And the first Black Series from the Mandalorian and Grogu film has surfaced on Facebook Marketplace. A deluxe set with a deluxe price of $40 depending on retailer.
Yep. None other than the Mandalorian and Grogu deluxe set. And if you look at the picture of it, it looks like it's one of those that maybe had a, you know how when you see the pre-production samples, they have like little note papers attached to them.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it maybe had one of those attached to it and some dummy ripped it off. So it's got a big tear place on the front of the packaging, which some sort of tape or something's been on it. Interesting though. So yeah, that's, you know, I guess my prediction from last year that we were going to get Mandalorian and Grogu specific card back, you know, type product is probably not going to come true. I guess they're just going to release them in the Black Series and probably the Vintage Collection standard lines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another thing that was announced, I came across, if anybody out there is familiar with the Hasbro Titan Hero series, affectionately referred to as shampoo bottle figures. These are 12 inch, very, very, very basic, usually just 4 points of articulation. Bargain priced like 10 points or $10 less or less figures you can find in Walmarts and Targets and sometimes even Dollar Generals and places like that. They're getting an upgrade for 2026. There's going to be 4 figures, Mandalorian, Darth Maul, Stormtrooper, and Darth Vader. They will feature much needed articulation enhancements to get them into more dynamic stances. So basically, elbows and knees. Wow. So no longer shampoo bottle figures. They're actually going to be poseable.
I bet they come at a higher price.
Well, the news blurb says the pricing as far as this poster is found out is will carry over at around $10 each.
Okay. I'll wait and see for that, because I don't know if they'll continue that, with especially with articulated knees.
Okay.
Brian, the retro line, we forgot there was some announcements for the retro line, wasn't there? CZ7, is that right?
Yeah.
and somebody else. Yeah. I can't remember.
Gar and Dan, we've already mentioned. Yeah, they did that one a while back. But
there was another one, too.
A droid. I want to
say there was three total.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was now.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah, it was another droid, but I can't remember.
It was the Tatooine character. It was episode four. Yeah, because it's going to be...
Somebody look it up while I'm talking about the Droid Factory stuff.
You're a resident Disney Droid Factory expert right now.
We've got the two-pack that's out right now for order, the R2 LVU and R2 INO. That's Valentine's Day type thing, because they got both droids are in a two-pack, and they're both holding one side of a heart. And it goes together to form the full heart. So those are out for pre-order right now. Also, they're going to have this new Build-A-Droid type thing where they're going to have each month for the next 6 months, they'll have a droid that they're going to sell that comes with a piece of another droid. And when you put all those six pieces together, you'll fit a protocol droid TC-332. And, of course, those will be coming out within the next 6 months, so it'll take 6 months to get all the pieces. And so far, the droids that have been announced, like today's January 2nd, that was we're recording this, and R5K6 is now out for order. Yeah, so you can order that one, which has the body of the droid, and then you got CW24, which will be February the 6th, and then Q2K2, which comes out March the 6th. So Q2K2 is that pink droid, right? Is that the right one?
Yeah. Similar to R2KT.
Like the Katie droid or whatever. Yeah, so you've got all that to look forward to for the Droid Factory Fridays.
First Friday of every month, starting in January.
And, all right, anybody find that other figure? All right, so we'll go with Sideshow here real quick. Hot Toys. 1/6 scale Magna Guard from Revenge of the Sith. That'll be coming out sometime soon. And then Regal Robot has a Clone Trooper maquette from Attack of the Clones, and it will be available for order on January the 6th. And that's all the stuff that's coming out or announced here recently.
Yeah,
announced. And that other droid is for the retro is R4M9.
That's right, that green droid, right?
Yep. He looks pretty cool.
Kind of a cone-shaped.
Yeah, I knew it was a droid. I just couldn't think of his name.
We got that one in a Disney 2-pack with another green droid, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay.
I think so, yeah. But this one will be retro style, so it'll have a paper sticker label on it.
Yep.
And just the dome and the legs will be sculpted.
It worked well for Chopper. I think Chopper is one of the best retro figures they did.
It also comes with a third leg, which will actually fit all the other droids except the one in the Droid Factory line. Because that one does not fit all the other droids.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, since the first three they revealed are ones we've never had, I have a feeling this whole set's going to be all new figures.
I think so, too, unless they put some of the ones from the Cantina they haven't redone.
Maybe do something crazy like a blue Snaggletooth or something.
Yeah, or Hammerhead. And
yeah.
What's the other one?
I'd love to have the wolf guy. I can't think of his name that they kind of deleted.
Shipwreck.
Yes, I love him.
Yep, me too. My nephew liked him as well. Yeah. And then when he saw the special edition version, he was like, where'd he go? They took him out. Yeah, they put in that stupid thing that just has a... You know,
yes, and like you said, stupid thing. Well, yeah, I mean, there was no reason for that at all.
No, I should have left him in there.
Yeah.
All right, so that takes us to our general discussion, and we're going to be talking more about the Power of the Force 2 line, and we're going to pick up where we left off. Hopefully, I didn't put where our list was, but I'm pretty sure we left off where we're going to R5-D4 is our next one. Okay, so on the orange card, there were several different versions on the orange card. Got three of them. It's got the square bubble, which all of them have a square bubble. the old peg hook, four digits. I don't know what these mean. Four digits. I don't know what that means. Hmm. Anybody else?
No, I don't know what the four digits
means. I don't know what that means. But here's where it no warning on the card. A straight firing pin, concealed photo or photon missile launcher. Where the other ones, one of them has a warning sticker with rounded corners on the card, a straight firing pin, and concealed photon missile launcher. Where the other one has square corners on the card, straight firing pin, and concealed photon missile launcher. It's really crazy. And
so they added warning stickers, and one factory had warning stickers with rounded corners, and one factory had warning stickers with square corners.
Yeah. And this one does come on a green card as well. There's many different versions of this one as well. But there is one where there's a curved firing pin instead of the straight firing pin. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is where you push the little thing for the droid to pop open, because he splits in half, flips open, and then there's a missile inside of him. And that little thing is actually straight in, you know, no curve to it at all, where the other one is like an L shape. It's got a curve to it. So that's what the change was, I think, later on the green card, because there's none that I know of on an orange card.
Yeah. I kind of forgot about that till you mentioned that, too. Probably one of my least favorite figures they ever did.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work.
This whole line, though, of Power of the Force 2 was odd to begin with. I mean, to make them like He-Man figures and stuff like that instead of being more realistic, it was a big misstep, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're all very, very gimmicky.
Yeah. But at the time, it had been like 15 years or more since any kind of figure had been out. Or what? Let's see. No, not that much. 11 years. It had been 11 years pretty much since any kind of figures had been put out.
I think I'd got so desperate that I even bought some company that did like Star Wars Bendems that came out before these. I even bought those because it's like I miss seeing Star Wars on the shelf.
Yep. Those came out in 94.
Oh, okay.
The year before these started in 95.
Did you grab those too? I know that's off topic of the conversation.
No, I do not. I did not get those.
I still have them in a box somewhere.
All right. So that takes us to Stormtrooper as our next orange card. Dwayne, you want to talk about that one?
Well, you've got, looks like three regular versions of the Stormtrooper on the orange card, and then one what they call a transition orange card. The first three, there was no change to the manufacturing number on them. The main difference was that one of them, the weapons didn't have any tape holding them to the blister. On one of them, then only one weapon was taped, and then the third one, both weapons were taped. So again, probably just a difference in either where they were manufactured or the manufacturing process along the way. Quality control, maybe someone decided we need to start taping these weapons because we're losing them in the packaging process or something weird. So, and then the transition one, the only difference is instead of a photo beside of the figure, beside of the blister, it's got a hologram. Same photo, just a hologram sticker version of the photo.
And that's one of the few that I have.
Yeah, that was transitioning into the green carded Power of the Force 2.
Now, it has the photo underneath the hologram.
It does, yeah. Yeah, it does. So it's kind of one of the ones that was already available, you know, exactly the way it was, except the only thing they added different was adding that hologram. There were other ones that they had not released on the orange card backs yet, but they ended up being, you know, sort of part of that first wave of green carded figures, but they released a few of them on orange card backs with the hologram sticker on them.
Mm-hmm.
So I forget which ones. I want to say the Jawa 2-pack maybe, or the Sam Trooper possibly, were ones that had not been released previously in just a straight photo version of the Stormtrooper. I guess we'll figure that out as we go along here. So, yeah. And there's also, of course, Canadian square card versions of these and European.
Yeah, we don't really go into the different ones, but you've got to talk about the it, I mean, it came on a green card as well, the same figure, and a freeze frame, the same figure.
Yeah, that's true. Before they ever changed, before they ever revised or changed it, it was still this muscle-bound stormtrooper.
Yep.
With no neck articulation and, you know, just big barrel-chested and the oversized weapons. And so many people army built with these versions of stormtroopers because as far as they knew, that's all they were ever going to get.
Yeah, and you didn't know how long this is going to last.
You can't really give, you can't even give them away. They don't fit in with any type of diorama or army building setup that you can
do. I have a few in my Tantive IV hallway set.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Way back in the background.
Along with the Rebel Trooper as well, are really big as well. I got a few of those.
Well, you have the one Rebel Trooper guy that was working out.
Mm-hmm. All right, so next will be the TIE Fighter pilot, Carl.
Okay, the TIE Fighter pilot had the, obviously, the, like the other, had the orange card as well as the hollow as well as a green card. And it it had square bubble, old peg hook, four digit, no warning on card. And then later on, it had the warning sticker on card. And I think the TIE Fighter pilot, they kind of almost got him right. He wasn't as muscular as some of the other ones. What do you guys think? So I think he was a pretty good figure. And one thing we haven't been mentioned so far, I guess you guys had all of these, didn't you? So far we talked about. Yeah.
Yeah. I would venture to guess that I've got the first version of almost every one of these. You know, if it was released with no warning on the card, I probably got it.
I had probably every version at one time.
I remember people were peeling off the warning sticker for the at the time when these was really hot, acting like they had the first version without the warning and stuff like that. It was a crazy time.
Yeah, this one, I mean, it's got 0.00, 0.01, 0.02, 0.03, 0.04, 0.05. The 05 was the freeze frame version.
And so like Dwayne,
for a freeze frame too.
Yeah, and like Dwayne mentioned on the Stormtrooper, the oversized gun. This guy came with one regular gun and then the gun that was almost bigger than he was. It was crazy. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Next is, what's that?
I was just going to say the next one goes to you, Brian.
Yeah, Tusken Raider is our next one. And he came on an orange card as well, and he had a hologram version and then a green card. And he didn't have a freeze frame, though. And he had different versions of the figure. One of them was the closed hand, where it could actually grab onto the gaffy stick. The other one was open for some reason. I don't understand why. But so one of them could hold it with both hands, and the other one could only hold it with one hand. Let's see. Then the other green carded version was the same way. They had one way and one the other. I'm not sure what was going on there.
Probably just again, factory. If they were multiple factories producing them, one of them had a different mold than the other one.
And they must have
something that they missed during quality control.
Well, but they kept missing it even when they moved to a different card pack.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah. Let's see. What is next? Yoda is next. Dwayne?
Yoda. Yoda came on two regular orange carded versions. The only difference was they changed it from a 0.00 to 0.01, and the assortment number changed. Other than that, it was exactly the same card, same warnings, same, you know, everything. Then they released it. The first version, the 0.00 version, came back out with the hologram sticker on it as a transition card.
That's weird.
So maybe they had overstock or something like that. That would be my guess on these orange card transition figures. Was it was either overstock or they'd already started manufacturing a new wave and then somebody decided.
Well, all the green carded ones had hollow stickers, so I'm guessing they just said, well, let's make these hollow as well.
Right. So, yeah, and then this version of Yoda goes on to be released, four different variations on the green card, a 0.02 and a 0.03. That's when they started, when they did the green cards, they started labeling them collection 1, 2, or 3, I think. And the weird thing is he was labeled as collection 2, two different times, and then he was labeled as Collection 1 two different times.
Yeah.
So it's like, which collection does he belong to? Collection 1, if I remember, was supposed to be the main characters. Was Collection 1.
I think Yoda was probably one of the best of the first releases, too. I thought he turned out well.
Pretty good. Was disappointed. I remember being disappointed he didn't have the soft goods cloak like the vintage version did. But yeah, a little bit oversized, like most of them were. Mm-hmm. But other than that, yeah, even they were starting to kind of get the idea that, you know, make him look more like maybe he did, did in the movie.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about getting the actor's likeness on that one. You just got to make it look like the puppet.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that is the last of the orange carded figures. So now we'll go to the ones that just came on green carded. So we'll start with 21B. Carl?
21B.
You have to scroll all the way back to the top.
And I'm scrolling as fast as I can with my mouse. All right, 21B. Like he said, no orange card for this little guy. So he came with on a .00 hologram green card square bubble old peg hook. And then there was also photo green card square bubble.
Somebody took the hologram off is all it was.
Yeah, because they went to the hologram so quick and people was peeling the holograms off.
Mm-hmm.
Still .00 hologram green card slanted bubble. And there's .01. There's three different things on it. Hologram green card square bubble new peg hook and hologram green card slanted bubble new peg hook and a photo green card slanted bubble new peg.
And yeah, I think the difference was that they resized the Star Wars logo.
Yeah, and 21B was not a bad looking one. I mean, he was I was disappointed in C-3PO and R2 and the R5, this 21B was a pretty good figure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that takes us to Forlom, which this Forlom is different from the Forlom that we grew up with because this one is actually a droid, not the bounty hunter creature or whatever he was. Because they fixed it in these, you know, because I guess they had gotten them reversed originally. So now that they're corrected, we have the original Forlom or the new Forlom that we know now as being a droid. So this one comes on a .00 card and that's pretty much it. I mean, there's some variations with the tape and stuff, but that's it. This one didn't have any other variations. So that's all we got with that one.
Yeah.
Next is 8D8. That's a freeze frame. Akbar would be the next green card.
Yeah. Admiral Akbar.
Admiral Akbar.
Yeah. Admiral Akbar, we've got two versions that are, one of them has the hologram, one of them just the photo, supposedly, exactly the same otherwise. Then you've got a rare version, more rare, that the only difference is it's got a exclusively on Showtime sticker. So this was a promotional figure to advertise the Star Wars release on Showtime. And then it came in some freeze frames and stuff, but yeah, pretty much no changes there. Both versions or all versions came with a slanted bubble, which, by the way, if you hear us saying square bubble versus slanted bubble, the slanted bubble is one that they redesigned a little bit later on into the green card run so that you could actually stand the figure up and the bubble acted as like an easel up front. So it slanted down to where it was the same height as the bottom of the card back.
Yeah, this, if you're watching this on video, this is a square bubble. Well, rectangle, really. And then the slant was at the top, and it would come down.
Right. And it slanted at the bottom, too, though.
Was it slanted at the bottom?
Yeah.
I know it was slanted at the top. I didn't know about the bottom. I didn't even think about that.
So that, yeah, if you look at it with the original releases, you can't stand them up. You have to lean them against something or have them in a star case or something because the bubble is mounted way up, not way up, but like, I don't know, half an inch up onto the card back. Later on, they made the bubbles, the slanted bubbles were larger, and they had a built-in slant at the top and the bottom.
See, I hung on mine by the peg hook or put them in a star case, so I didn't really it didn't really matter to me if that was
they were freestanding. And of course, now, as you were showing, they make them with like a what some people call a T bottom,
yeah,
T shaped bottom to add that extra leg, third leg, for to be able to stand them up. Okay, sorry to get off topic there, but
that's all right.
That was Admiral Akbar, ASP7 droid.
Yeah, Carl.
Yeah, this is probably one of this is the special edition droid that they added in. Mm-hmm. And he's terrible looking, I think, personally. But anyway, he came on a 0.00 and he has hologram green card slanted bubble on old peg hook and hologram green card slanted bubble new peg hook. There's really no variations on him except for the card. And I guess the one where they probably the photo without the hologram, like Brian said, somebody just peeled it off.
Yeah, I don't think they came without a hologram sticker.
Yeah, so what did you guys think of this figure? I mean, I bought it, but at the time I was thinking,
I thought it was all right. I mean, it was from a special edition, and
yeah,
didn't it come with the little robot that goes, nah, 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 you know, that kind of thing, and he smacks it down?
Don't think so. It just came with the
couldn't remember
rods or whatever it was.
Yeah, some type of weird thing in his hands. Yeah,
it's like really of everything they added into that movie, that's what they chose to make a new figure of.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
All right, so that takes us to the AT-ST driver, and this is one that's really weird on the versions because it goes 0.00 straight to 0.02. There is no 0.01. I don't know what happened there, if they misnumbered or what, because it's the only difference would be I can't even really see what the difference is, to be honest, because you got the resized Star Wars logo, but that was on the 0.00 as well.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And then you got the freeze frame version. That's 0.03. Yeah. So I'm not sure. I need to find out what the 4-digit, 5-digit thing is. I'm not sure what that is. I wish they had a guide or something, but they don't have anything on here that tells you what they are.
Yeah.
Not that I can see.
My best guess would be it's the digits that come in front of the 0.00 and the 0.02 and all that.
Maybe. I don't know. We can figure that out at some other point and let you know.
Yeah.
All
right.
Come back and listen to us again.
Let's see. Who else came out on just green to start with? Bib Fortuna. That's the next one.
Oh, Bib. Bib, Bib, Bib. Bib Fortuna. There was there was one running change, I guess, from 0.00 to 0.01. All of them came on a green card, of course. There was a change from a square bubble to a slanted bubble on this one. Change from the old peg hook to a new peg hook. And, of course, this was one that apparently has versions out there without the hologram sticker, just the photo. So other than that, there was actually no variance to the figure or the accessories or the way it was packaged inside the blister, inside the bubble. And this was the only, there was no future freeze frame or no, you know, of course, obviously no orange card. So this was the only release of Bib Fortuna in the Power of the Force 2 series.
Yep. And that brings us to Bossk. This will be our final one for this episode. Carl?
Okay, Bossk, he came on a 0.0, which basically like green card, square bubble, OPEG hook, and then they had 0.00 again with a hologram green card and square bubble. There's not a whole lot of differences. There's another 0.00 with a green card slanted bubble. And they've added here in quotes, not sure if this actually exists, which is interesting to put it on here. Then they went up to 0.01 with a hologram green card, square bubble, new peg hook, and the resized Star Wars. And 0.01 hologram green card, slanted bubble, new peg hook, and another 0.01. I thought he was a pretty good figure, too. Boss didn't turn out too bad.
Yeah.
Yep, that was one that... you know, we were starting to get in this release, in the green carded release, we're starting to get more of the bounty hunters this time to kind of fill out that mini collection with getting the 4 LOM and the Bossk and some of those figures.
Yep.
if I remember correctly, he's not too muscle bound. Not.
No, he's pretty.
Not overly. Yeah.
And not I remember skinny. He could hold both of his weapons.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that does it for this episode number 135. Carl, you want to read us out?
Once again, I want to thank our Patreon members that help and support us. And if you would like to help us, and you can feel free to sign up at the patreon.com/the Star Wars Collector. And we are on Facebook, facebook.com/the Star Wars Collector podcast. You can leave us an iTunes review and other places that you listen that may have the option to leave reviews. Or if you can't even read the reviews, feel free to leave us just the stars. Just, we appreciate that. And you can email us at tswcpodcast@gmail.com if you have any questions, or you have any Ask Bo questions to send also as well. We are on X at tswcpodcast, on Blue Sky, same at tswcpodcast. And this month's Facebook shout out goes to Dave Bra. Thanks for listening, Dave, if I can talk.
Yeah.
Dave is part of the Ohio Star Wars Collectors Club.
Yeah. Isn't he the one that just sold off a big, big, huge chunk of his collection?
I don't think so.
Or was it posters? It was his poster, a lot of his poster collection, I think, but also some.
No, that wasn't him. That was somebody else. Mm-mm.
Okay. There wasn't an Ohio.
I know what you're talking about. I can't remember his name right offhand.
Gary Johnson's or something like that.
I know it wasn't Dave.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, Dave, thanks for keeping your question in.
Yep. All right. We'll talk to you next month.
Okay. Take care, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye.